We're doing Iyov, we're up to what's called the 14th chapter, Pasuk Daled, and Iyov has been pleading before God and saying, I've done no sin, so why are you afflicting me so? And what am I worth? What's the human being worth at the end of it all? Why would you punish me so? You take from your time to focus on me. And we're up to Pasuk Daled. Miyiten tahor mitamei lo echad. Iyov says, is it possible, miyiten, who could do such a thing, that the one that's born from the tamei, tahor mitamei, that a pure one comes from a defiled one, that he'll be so pure, yeah, that he'll be able to just encompass everything. He says, my father, my mother, they were both tmeim. Yeah? So if they're both tmeim, so then how could I come out pure? How could you expect me from the time I'm born to be pure? Iyov is saying, God, I haven't sinned. The only time I've done something wrong is when I was a child, when I didn't yet know how to be a perfect person. So you'll hold me accountable for that? Is it possible that one that's born from defiled will be so pure that from the minute he's born he'll master all of knowledge? My father, my mother were common people. They were simple people. So Iyov says, "Mi'iten taho mitame." Who can make it that a pure will come from a defiled? Lo echad. And over here it's not only one that's defiled, but both. He's going back on what he said in Pasuk Aleph, Adam Yelud Isha. Man is born from a woman. So he says, if man is born from a woman, the woman is defiled, the man is defiled. So how could it be that the child, from the minute he's born, will be so pure? How could you expect me to be perfect from the time I'm a child? It can't be that you're punishing me over that. Im charutzim yamav mispar chodashav itach chukav asita velo yavor. Iyov says, im charutzim, if a person's days are set, if it's already been defined how long a person will live, mispar chodashav itach, if you have an exact number of how many months a person will live, chukav asita, you've defined a set law, a statute, how long a person will live, velo yavor, and he won't pass that boundary. So you've defined from the time a person is born how long he will live, and if so, she'ei me'alav ve'yechdal ad yirtzei kechsachir yomo. So Iyov says, so let go of him. In modern terminology, give him a break. You've defined how long he's going to live on the planet. So she'ei me'alav, give him a break, remove the afflictions from the human. In the short time that you've given him life, as Iyov said earlier, our life is but a fleeting shadow. In this short lifetime, let us just live it out in peace. Let a person reach his old age peacefully and die. Ad yirtzei kesachir yomo, till he completes like a hired worker, he finishes his day, he's waiting for the end of his day. Let a person reach old age in a respectable fashion till he himself wants to die. Ad yirtzei kesachir yomo, just like a hired worker is always waiting for the whistle to blow, his day is over. So too, let us live our lives and reach the point where we ourselves are happy for the death to come. Ki yesh la'etz tikva. Danny, this is what we discussed, that this revia goes up because it precedes the trap. I think it's called Nolev Yored. I don't remember. The trap after it. So whenever the revia precedes that, so then it's read, ki yesh la'etz tikva. And this is a pause that's secondary to Sof Pasuk. It's a bigger pause than an etnach in the Pasuk. The pause on the word tikva. You'll hear the thing on top and on bottom. That's one trap. One's on top of the tet and on top of the vav. אם יקרת ועוד יחליף ויונקתו לא תחדל. Because even a tree is better off than the human being. The tree has hope. Even if you cut off a branch, so it'll give off new branches. So the tree can continue living. You cut off a piece, more will come. And the human is not that. Ki yesh le'etz tikva, the tree has hope. Im yikaret, even if you cut off a piece of the tree, v'od yachlif, so it'll exchange. It'll still give forth a new branch. V'yonakto, and its roots, lo techdal, they don't cease to be. A tree, even if you'll afflict it, you'll cut off one branch, another branch, it can keep growing. Im yazkin ba'aretz shosho, and even if its roots grow old in the ground till they dry out, uve'afar yamut gizo, and you see that in the dust its root seems to have died, mereach ma'im yafriach v'asakatzir kimonata, when it smells water, when you bring a little bit of water onto that seemingly shriveled root, you'll still see that it'll again give off branches, it'll again give off blossoming flowers, as though you just planted it. It'll give off a harvest as though you've just planted it. So Yov says a tree is better off than the human being. You could cut off its branches, it'll even seem as though it's dried in the ground, but when you put water near it, it'll start flourishing. I saw that in my parents' home. We cut down a tree and we left the log standing outside, and then when it rained, suddenly the log started sprouting roots, started growing. Who would think that a log, a piece of wood like this from a tree, would start growing? I saw it with my own eyes. Trees can do that.
Just the trunk.
It was pieces of the trunk that were cut. No, they weren't even attached to the ground. It rained and they started sprouting. What kind of tree it was? I don't remember. It was like an arava tree. It was like an arava tree. It was
a willow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was a willow. V'gever yamut v'yechlash v'yigva adam v'ayo. But a man, he grows old, and when he dies, he gets weak, and there's nothing left. He dies, what? V'ayo, where do you see him? He's gone, it's over. So the human is less than the tree. And we said this is one of the pivotal errors of Eov, that Eov assumes that the world is a finite set. It's all over when you die. Finished. Life is what we see it. And that's part of Eov's difficulty. How could it be that I'm suffering? What's there to hope for if all there is to hope for is death? So then let me have it now. If Eov would entertain the thought that there's a future after death, then that changes the whole cheshbon, the whole calculation that Eov's making. Eov's saying, you know what, if life is all about 70, 80 years, you're born, you live, you die, well then, why should I suffer like this? Well, the second you entertain the thought that there's more to life than just life on earth, then already everything looks different. So we'll pick up over here, Bezalel Hashem, next time.